Well, Turkish Premier Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared victory in a local in the country's local elections, that is, for his Justice and Development Party. Erdogan, who was speaking to thousands of supporters in Ankara, said democracy has won and those who have criticized his government were disappointed. He also warned his rivals that they will pay the price for their accusations and criticisms. Erdogan vowed to bring to justice those behind a series of leaked audio recordings of his cabinet ministers. Partial results from Turkey's local elections show the Prime Minister's AK Party has taken a strong lead. With over 50% of the votes counted, the ruling Justice and Development Party has gained about 48% of the nationwide ballot. The elections are seen as a key test for Erdogan ahead of the presidential vote in 6 months. Well, let's speak to our correspondent, Varinia Keet, who now joins us via Skype from Istanbul. Now, Varinia, first of all, whatever happened to those who said that the recent scandals that the Erdogan government was embroiled in was shortly going to basically erode his party's popularity throughout Turkey?
Yes, there were claims that that would happen, but overall people were quite confident, and many political scientists and various other analysts and observers had earlier on already said that the AKP would not lose many points at all. About 84.5% of the votes of all the ballot boxes have been counted as we speak right now. And of all those, yes, Mr. Erdogan's party, the Justice and Development Party, has won a total of 48 provinces. It is a comfortable win over the CHP, which has 14 provinces. And the BDP, or the Peace and Democracy Party, which is a Kurdish stronghold, 10 provinces, and the Nationalist Party with 8 provinces. There was never any doubt that Mr. Erdogan's party, the Justice and Development Party, or the AKP, would lose this election, and there was always a prediction that his party would gain more than 40% of the votes. The main reasons for these include that the opposition is considered to be too weak. The opposition is considered to be ineffective, and that they had two chances during a period of 6 months with the Gezi Park protests in Istanbul last year, and which spread nationwide, as well as with the corruption scandal which erupted last year in December, and they didn't take any leverage of those two negative points for the government, if you like. So yes, Mr. Erdogan's party has won. There is no surprise in the country today. There's no surprise that the AKP, or the Justice and Development Party, has won very, very comfortably again today. The three major cities, which are Istanbul, the most populous of about 17 million people, Ankara, which is the capital city with about 6 or 7 million people, and Izmir, which has always traditionally been a CHP or Republican Party stronghold. So the AKP holds on to Istanbul and Ankara, and the CHP continues to hold on to Izmir. So Mr. Erdogan has said thank you to everyone. He has thanked all Turkish citizens. He said that the people have spoken. He said that it's the wedding day of the new Turkey, and that the status quo has received a severe blow today. And he has not only thanked people in Turkey, he has thanked people around the world for the confidence that they have vested in his ruling Justice and Development Party, and indeed in himself.
Right now, Varinia, he's also issued a warning to his rivals that they will pay the price for their accusations and criticisms, and also those who were behind those leaked recordings, they will have to face justice. Now, are we going to see more crackdown on opposition figures within Turkey?
Opposition figures, as far as the ruling Justice and Development Party, or specifically Mr. Erdogan, is concerned, refers to the parallel state which was exposed by the government, or which the government has been trying to expose since last December, which is the worldwide religious movement of a Muslim cleric who lives in exile in the United States, Mr. Fethullah Gulen. His passport was revoked 2 days ago in Turkey. He had a special status green passport, which enabled him to travel to various countries of the world, to most countries of the world, visa-free. His passport has now been revoked. He has not been in Turkey since 1999. And as we know, the parallel state that the Prime Minister had referred to after the graft scandal last December involved reshuffling thousands of police officers, including very senior police officers, changing legislation for the government to have greater control of the appointment of judges and prosecutors, so that investigations in the future of this nature involving high-level government officers and authorities would need to be vetted by the government first before the investigation can be publicized or before the investigation can get a go-ahead. In addition to that, Mr. Erdogan considers the enemy to be Fethullah Gulen. And so we are not sure whether or pundits in the country speculate that leading up to this local elections, Mr. Erdogan has used the Gulen movement, or the Hizmet movement as it is also known, for leverage and to give an idea that the country's national security was being placed at risk or threatened by the leakage of all these tapes.
Okay, we'll keep a close eye on the situation there in Turkey. Our correspondent Varinia Keat, they're reporting from Istanbul. Varinia, thanks very much indeed.